In Qatar, the U.S. military has begun a week-long exercise designed to test its combat command and control headquarters. The network established in the Persian Gulf state links the Central Command's Mobile Communications Nerve Center to combat units in the field, ships at sea, and planes in the air. It would serve as a regional command post for any war with Iraq. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports from Doha, Qatar's capital.
Exercise Internal Look, as it's called, will not involve Marines storming Qatar's sandy beaches battling a fictitious enemy while fake explosions rustle the palm trees. In fact, no planes, ships, or troops will move at all. Rather, Internal Look will highlight what you might call the world's most sophisticated trailer park. In new mobile modular buildings in the desert outside Doha, the military will flex all the high-tech communication tools of modern combat. Satellite links, giant video conferencing screens, email, and secure radio lines.
It's all about key decision makers and battle staffs working together, planning out, talking together.
Lieutenant Colonel John Robinson is with U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, which is usually based in Tampa, Florida. Using a fictitious war game scenario, Robinson says, Central Command General Tommy Franks and his staff will test this portable command center's ability to link up with the U.S.'s already formidable presence in the Gulf. Some 12,000 troops in Kuwait, massive air power in Saudi Arabia, as well as carrier battle groups with the Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain.
This is the first time that we have conducted exercise Internal Look outside of the continental U.S. We literally have every capability forward that we do in Tampa, except this headquarters is deployable. We can actually put this headquarters any place we wanted to within our area of responsibility.
That area stretches from Afghanistan to Kenya, and while the Pentagon insists this is no dry run for war on Iraq, clearly Iraq is a focus. While Central Command leaders are scheduled to head home after the exercise is over December 16th, the buildings and equipment, military officials say, will likely stay put. Lieutenant Colonel Robinson.
I don't want to tie this to Iraq. Clearly that's a contingency that we are planning for. One of the things that our forward headquarters allows us to do is to be back here very quickly.
Qatar, politically stable and less conservative than some of its Gulf neighbors, will most likely house the command center if the U.S. goes to war in Iraq. The billion-dollar Al Udeid Air Base here is home to the Gulf's longest runway, as well as hangars for 20-some fighter jets and ample space to park refueling tankers and other warplanes. And unlike neighboring Saudi Arabia, Qatar's government is warmly receiving the U.S. military. Hassan Al Ansari, who heads a regional think tank at Qatar University, says it's a matter of strategic security.
If we look around us, you know, we know that the Gulf is unstable region, very dangerous region, witnessed two major wars in the last 20 years. And, you know, we think the United States is the balancer. To us, it is in our interest to have powerful friends, you know, standing beside us.
But others here, including some younger members of the ruling Al Thani family, aren't as open to the U.S. military presence. 19-year-old Sheikh Ahmed Al Thani, a law student, strolls around Doha's glitzy downtown mall with a small entourage. The future leader holds a Marlboro light between his fingers, which stretch out of his gold cufflinked white robe. American bases in Israel are bigger threats than Saddam, he says. Saddam has learned his lesson, and I don't think he'll do anything again. It's better that the Americans leave us alone, the sheikh adds, and save us the calamity and evil of their presence. Other residents of Doha, such as Mona Pashim, say they fear the U.S. presence will make their comfortable country a target for Iraq or Al-Qaeda terrorists.
America is more worse than Saddam Hussein. There is no doubt that he do something wrong in 1990. Fatal mistake from Saddam Hussein. But worse is the presence of America. This country can be secured by her people, the government and everything. No need foreigner from outside to secure the country.
Perhaps with that anger in mind, the U.S. military is keeping a low public profile here. Save for the occasional short-haired man munching at one of Doha's many American fast food chains, you'd hardly know the world's most powerful military is nearby, training for war in the desert. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.